Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. And in this episode, guys, we are going to talk about lead generation, guys. Okay? Lead generation, because everybody needs leads. Any business that is running needs leads. So a lead could be someone who's going to pay something, or someone who's going to see something, someone's going to say something, but you need leads. And this is the core of your business. If you don't know how to generate leads, then your business is not going anywhere, okay? And what I see is that, well, when people ask me questions, it's usually around how do you get leads? How do I get leads and stuff, right? Because every single business owner has problems with leads, okay? Now, you are going to tell me, well, yeah, there's Facebook ads, there's blah, blah, blah. And that's precisely the problem that I want to address, is that there are people who basically believe that unless you use Facebook ads, you cannot get leads, right? That Facebook ads is the only way to get leads. And I meet so many people who don't know anything other than Facebook ads. So meaning that if the ad doesn't work, or if the ad account gets suspended for whatever reason, because it does happen, then that's it. They're gone. Okay. And I want to address something. Please know that the Facebook ads, let's say that they started getting mature and like opening their platform and stuff. Let's say 2013, maybe. I think it's maybe more like 2014, 15 or something like that, that it really started picking up. Well, we've been on this planet for way longer than this. How were people making money before? You know, this is what I don't get with people. Oh, Facebook ads. And yes, so people were making money in the Middle Ages. How do they do it? How did Rockefeller make his money? Like, you know, with Facebook ads? No. So Facebook ads, in the grand scheme of things, is very recent. And before that, there are concepts, there are many things that happened before, and they're still happening. Okay? So I just want you guys to understand this if you're watching this podcast. Because sometimes it gets to me when people tell me, oh, well, Facebook ads is the only way. No, it's not. Okay. Just think about it. Look at the list of billionaires. Okay. Do you think Bill Gates made his money with Facebook ads? No, he was making billions before Facebook. Okay. Anyway, so let's not dwell too long on that. So here's the thing. In your business, for you to have a business, well, you need three things minimum. Okay. You will need a page. On that page, you will need a product. And then you will send people to that page. They go to the page, they see the product, they buy the product or the service. All right? That's super simple. All right? Now, what I will say is this, is the page and the product, they really depend on you. Okay? You can decide, hey, you know what? Let me sit down today and I do the page and I create the product. Okay? It's on you. It's, I'll say, in terms of level of difficulty, even if it seems difficult right now to you, in terms of difficulty, it's a lot easier than traffic, okay? The reason why it's a lot difficult, it's a lot more difficult, is because traffic doesn't necessarily depend on you. It depends on whoever is going to go to your website. That is the problem. Your website, your app, your blah, blah, blah. It's the problem, and it's a lot harder. Right? Because now you have to convince people, or you have to attract people and stuff. And it's not you. It does not depend on you entirely. Okay? And that is the reason why everybody is struggling with traffic. Because again, there's this unknown factor of the market. So people, you know, if they're not in the mood to go check your stuff, they're not. If you're not convincing enough, they're not. Okay? And there are so many entrepreneurs that I know that have an amazing, amazing product, but they don't have the traffic because they just don't know how to get traffic. So you probably know someone like this, or maybe it's you. I know people, they have amazing things to say, amazing, all right? They have an amazing product that will solve everybody's needs and stuff. But the thing is, nobody knows about it because they don't know how to attract the traffic. And that's the biggest problem that, you know, that I see with, you know, people in business is this, is, dude, how do I get people eyeballs on it? Okay, so now if that it is your problem and you're like, oh my God, how do I fix this? Well, this is exactly what I'm going to talk to you about today. So I've had this problem myself. I know how to generate traffic with many, many different methods, okay? I don't actually use Facebook ads. I haven't used Facebook ads since 2017 or something, right? Because one day, what happened was I ran an ad and my account got shut down. And to this day, to be honest, I have absolutely no idea why the account was shut down. You know, everybody says that, but here in this case, honestly, I don't. And then I decided that, you know what, I cannot be held hostage by some platform or something. And you know what, guys, you're not the only ones on the planet. So let me find ways of getting my traffic without having to deal with you, okay? Now, here is what I want you guys to understand. So you probably heard about funnels, okay? So funnels, you know, they're click funnels and so, you know, stuff like that. And well, these funnels, what is the actual the main goal of the funnel is to actually get the person's email, so that then afterwards you can contact that person, right? So when you look at it, because it's very easy to get caught up in the details and stuff. But at the end of the day, what you're trying to do with a funnel, the first thing you're trying to do with this funnel is to get people to your email list, because from that email list, now you can contact them whenever you want, okay? And so I was like, look, is creating that funnel or creating this, you know, this website, creating this, is it the only way to get to that result? The result that I want is to get the person's email. Isn't there a faster, better, easier way for me to do it? And this is what I started, doing and looking at. And, well, I ended up creating systems that allow me, so here in this case, I'm going to talk to you about one of the systems that I have, to get anybody's, emails from social media. So I'm talking Instagram, I'm talking LinkedIn, I'm talking Twitter, Facebook, and even TikTok, right? So emails of people, I'm not going to spam anybody, of people who actually want to be contacted. And I can laser target those people based on what is it that they want exactly and that they told me, right? I'm not guessing, right? They tell me, this is what I like. And I can get their email and I can get, like, we're talking like millions of emails here, okay? So there are many different methods to basically get to that one result, which is I want to get the email. But there are, in certain cases, you can use parameters where you are extrapolating and you're guessing what the person would like based on stuff like, for example, their job title or something. But whereas here, and there are some instances, some businesses where, for example, if you're selling a, like a golf, golf, but okay. Your job title doesn't tell me if you like golf. I can extrapolate and say, oh, maybe you're a CEO and you like it, right? But there are other ways where the person actually told you that they are passionate about golf and that they actually want to be contacted. And so I created a tool. The tool allows me to do this. It is insane. I press the button and within seconds, I have thousands of people in my niche. Like, and I can laser target it at the micro level. It could be a city, it could be a district, it could be a block, it could be, I don't know, a country, it could be a specific, like, for example, if you're looking for, Yorkshire aficionados or something, right, in Dublin, right, I can find those, all right, which with their job title or something else I never would have been able to do, okay? And that is, guys, it solves my problem of leads, right? I know how to generate leads. I know how to, put together funnels and stuff like that. But that's a lot of work, right? And, when people say, hey, yeah, put together this funnel, it's easy. You just click a button and stuff. It's not that easy. There are many components, okay? You need to hook things together and then an autoresponder. And then you need to do some split testing and you need to do some copywriting. You need to do a whole bunch of things, And I figured, you know what, for me, what's the best to do is I press a button and then I get these people and then I automatically put them in a sequence that I know, because these people, they want to be contacted. So I'm not spamming anybody. Okay. I'm not talking about spamming. These people said, contact me. Right. So I do what they say and I put them in the right box. Right. And it takes me a fraction of the second that it will take someone, you know, to put together a complicated funnels, you know, for like 3 weeks or something. It will take me 2 minutes. I just put my target, press the button, and I get the lead. Okay. So that is one of the tools that I have. One of the tools that I have. This one allows me using keywords, people's passions, people's location, and any sort of like thing I can think of to basically get the right people that I want, even in the most obscure niche. So you might be like, well, this doesn't work for me. I mean, astrology. And it works in freaking astrology in Alaska. I can find people there, all right? It's really, really cool. And so that saves me so much time. It saves me time. It saves me energy. And it saves me a whole bunch of money, guys. So because I want you guys to remember something. When you're paying Facebook for the ads, okay? In most cases, and you know, if you're smart, right? You don't want to have an ad that just sells, right? You want to have an ad that gets people's emails first, and then afterwards you do the selling. So that next time you want to contact that person, you don't need to pay Facebook again, okay? So all this money that you are spending on ads to acquire an email, I don't have to do this. I don't. And the people in my mastermind don't have to do this, because by being in the mastermind, I will set that up for them, right? So they don't need to run funnels. They don't need to do any of that stuff. They don't need to worry about the leads. I send them the leads. Say that they tell me this is what I'm looking for. I find it for them, right? But imagine how much, check your reports if you're running ads. How much are you paying per click, all right? And then there's like, how much are you paying per lead? I mean, I see people, they're like, yeah, you know, my cost per lead is like $20 or something. And I'm like, oh my God, I can get thousands of people in one click. It costs me nothing now that I built my tool. All right. So do you see the unfair advantage that I have and that people in my mastermind have over the rest of the market? It's speed, it's ease, and it's money. Right? We don't need to go spend all that money to achieve the same exact result. Remember, I've been telling you about efficiency, right? And this is efficiency. This is where we're trying to get. People are, in order to do this, they will build this complicated funnel. They'll go on Facebook. They'll create one ad, duplicate the ad, and then do this to get that, right? We press one button. Bam. That is an example of efficiency, okay? And so that is so one of the things that I have in my business that really, really helps. And that helps anybody who's in the mastermind. So if it's you, for example, and you're like, dude, you know what? I'm sick and tired of having to create those complicated funnels and stuff. I don't know how to do it. It's technical. It sucks. I don't want to do it. And my thing is, I'm very good. Once you put someone in front of me, I can convert anybody. But my problem is getting people actually to see me and stuff. Then I can solve your problem, right? So there will be a link in there, something that will say, you'll work with me or something, one-on-one. There will be a link in there. If that is you and you have this problem, which I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys have, then let's have a chat, because my mastermind will solve this problem. You will not have to worry about leads again, okay? I take care of that for you. I have many tools. That's just one. And I'm going to present you another tool tomorrow. Just trying to keep this video short. But yeah, that is how you can get to work 80. I can get you to work 80% less, because right now, most of the work that you're producing, maybe the time that you spend, is devoted to trying to get leads. And that comes to an end. Okay. That is pretty much it. If you're interested, there will be a link that will say, you know, work with me or something like that. And go click on that link, and then we'll have a chat. Okay, that is pretty much it. Thank you very much. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.